Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, I want to share a brief message entitled, Do Not Worry. I've had the privilege of continuing my business travels across the U.S. this week, from San Fran to the world-famous wine district, the Napa Valley, then on to Los Angeles, a city where my walk towards working with the gangs really started. And finally, on to Big Bear and San Diego. It's been a full and a blessed week. But this past week in Los Angeles, God continued something in quite a profound and remarkable way that he started 15 years ago in Los Angeles. And on that occasion, I was in LA with my daughter Matilda and my dear friend and brother, Pastor Christian McCudden. But on this occasion, I was with another dear friend and brother, Emilio Cervantes. Emilio is a wonderful pastor and an accomplished businessman, and he spent a lot of time with me in the townships in South Africa. But he started his commercial career as a teenager in what I politely call pharmaceutical sales. You see, he used to be a gangbanger selling crack cocaine in South Central LA until God showed him that he cared for him way more than he cared for the sparrows. And since then, Emilio and his amazing wife, Karina, have witnessed to, preached to, and shown by example that God cares for the forgotten street kids and gangsters of the streets of Poblos and other LA communities that are pretty similar to Manenberg. So this week, when God reopened this particular door in spectacular fashion, it reminded me powerfully just how much God cares about the smallest of details. He really does. I love the way that God shows off. He performs his wonders in such a way that the end result could not have been orchestrated by anything or anyone other than the creator and orchestrator of the entire universe. And friends, he has shown off to me so spectacularly this week. As I record this message, I've been up in the Californian ski resort called Big Bear. His majesty and care for the details, and indeed even for the literal sparrows, are in full display here, that's for sure. And I think the majesty and reverent awe for God, for the creator and orchestrator, is at the heart of this passage. Matthew 6:25-27 in the Passion says, "This is why I tell you to never be worried about your life. For all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. Isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? Consider the birds. Do you think they worry about their existence? They don't plant or reap or store up food, yet your heavenly Father provides them each with food. Aren't you much more valuable to your Father than they? So which one of you, by worrying, could add anything to your life?" Now, this whole chapter has a multiplicity of wonderful messages. The earlier parts of chapter 6 covers the subject of the believer and his or her worldly possessions. Jesus himself deals with how believers should conduct themselves in relation to the world and the material wealth of possessions. And it deals with how one whom is a believer or Christian should conduct their affairs in relation to their worldly possessions. Jesus deals with how to differently deal with the luxuries of life, as opposed to the necessities of life. And it parallels the differing challenges that the rich and the poor typically struggle with. And for the rich or privileged, this is so often storing up worldly riches and thus trusting in those riches rather than God. Whilst for the poor and those who live in poverty and lack of material possessions, the challenge so easily can be to doubt the power and the presence of God. Both of these over and under reliances on God lead to untold stress, worry and anxiety. But as I said earlier, I think the core message here in essence is, whether you're rich or poor, put your treasure in heaven, because that's where God wants our hearts to be. So with that background, verses 25 to 27 deal with the subjects of anxiety and worry. And three times in the latter part of this chapter, Jesus himself speaks saying, "Do not be anxious." And if that was a necessary clarion call 2,000 plus years ago, how relevant is that today in a global community that is generally characterized by worry over the things of the world, or as the saying goes, just keeping up with the Joneses? And finally, verse 27 is really an admonition. So which one of you, by worrying, could add anything to your life? So friends, as we wrap up this week, let's all be encouraged to seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added unto us. Let's not unjudiciously store up worldly possessions. Let's trust in the Lord and not doubt either his sovereignty or provision for us. Let's not stress, worry, or be anxious. Let's not doubt the power of God. Let's put our treasures in heaven rather than in this crazy, short-sighted world. And finally, let's not detract from the length, beauty, majesty, and peace of our lives by worrying unduly about things that God has our back on. He always has, and he always will. Amen. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.